Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Miss America pageant does not want you to know this. We're going to be talking about this situation on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, I remember growing up, every September in the Miss America contest would come on and gathering around and watching it. And then finally it would come to Bob Barker announcing the Miss America. And it was always so exciting, you know, but unfortunately they've gone down the woke road like these other pageants, Miss Universe, et cetera, and they're pushing this woke agenda saying that males can have surgery and become females. It's absurd.
Yeah, the contract language was changed. So Kaylee Bush, she's an amazing young woman. We've had the blessing of and pleasure of knowing her and representing Kaylee and working with her family. So she entered the Miss North Florida pageant, and she won. She was crowned Miss North Florida. Now, there were different competitions throughout Florida, and the different regional winners of those competitions, then they compete in Miss Florida. And then the winner of Miss Florida competes in Miss America. So 4 weeks after she won her crown as Miss North Florida, she travels to Jacksonville, where the other queens throughout Florida are coming for a photo shoot. And she is presented a brand new contract that she had never seen before. And this new contract had a new definition of female. And it says that the applicant must be female.
But I don't think they know what a female is.
No, because it says, quote, female, and it's in quotes, by the way, quote, female means born female or an individual. You know, you have to stop right there, a born female or. Okay, so what's coming? You know something's coming.
Okay.
I didn't know that there was something after.
I didn't know there was an or.
There's a born female or. What's the or?
Uh-huh.
Well, here it comes. Or an individual who has fully completed sex reassignment surgery via vaginoplasty, parentheses, from male to female, close parentheses. Well, let me just say this. You need to just say that it must include a female. There's no or. And by the way, surgery, by removing your healthy genitalia, and trying to do reconstructive surgery to create something that is just impossible to do.
Female is XX.
Does not mean that a male becomes female.
XX in your DNA. Can't change it.
You can't change that.
Can't take it back.
So their contract actually says that it has to be certified by a doctor by the age of 14.
So minor.
It's a minor. Has to bring a certification from the doctor that the boy's genitalia have been removed and that the surgery performed is irreversible.
And minor, that would mean it's against Florida law because they don't do that in Florida. They don't do this kind of surgery on minors in Florida.
Yeah, so now Miss America says, well, we don't have any boys competing in girls.
Yet.
Right now. But the fact is they can.
Yeah.
So that's not a response. They need to just change the contract. Define female as female. Obviously, you ought to know what a female is. And it's not a male who, before age 14, has his genitalia removed so that the surgery is irreversible. And that's what has to be certified. And as you said, that is contrary to Florida law. Florida law says you cannot give puberty blockers or these opposite sex hormones or do these mutilating surgeries, which would be removing your genitalia, removing your breast if you're a woman. You cannot do that on minors.
But these pageants are supposed to be empowering and promoting women, not men who think they're women. Women.
Yeah, so, you know, it also says no alternative gender-affirming surgery will suffice as acceptable in place of vaginoplasty.
And so that's their
use
words.
Use the words gender-affirming surgery. So what I just read was their words.
Mm.
So the only, quote, gender-affirming surgery that they will accept is amputation of your male genitalia, complete removal of them, and then some kind of reconstructive surgery to make a vaginoplasty possible, which is just not possible for
goodness sake. So you don't need surgery to affirm that you're a woman.
Well, you need surgery to affirm you're a female.
No, I mean, if you're a female, you don't need surgery to affirm you're a female.
No, if you're a female, then you're fine. But if you're a male, you need to actually, you know, remove healthy body parts, which is so grotesque.
And that's not affirming anything except for mental confusion.
You know, so Kaylee Bush said, I can't sign the contract. Can you give me an accommodation? You know, a lot of times when you have a contract and there's maybe a disagreement in it, you can X through, you can line through the particular words where there's not a meeting of the mind, and you both can initial that. Mm-hmm. They could have lined through that, the definition.
Especially in a woman's pageant.
But no, they insisted. So we sent two demand letters, and Miss America did not respond like we wanted to. They wouldn't budge. So then Kaylee Bush, she was quoted in the media, and then they threatened to sue her. They didn't like the fact that she's talking about this situation.
She doesn't like the fact that she wants to tell the truth.
Well, we got recently a second threat to sue her because she was in Washington, D.C., and she was coming out of a She Leads America event, which is an event that is empowering women, finding women all over the world. This one's America, but they have them in different places of the world. They just had one in London last year to recognize women. And in fact, last year, they invited Kaylee Bush, and they gave her the 2025 Young Christian Woman of Distinction Award on October 10, 2025. And without her knowledge, while she's up there accepting the award, they then brought out a crown and a sash that said, Miss She Leads America.
It was very exciting.
It was very exciting, a very amazing moment. And so they put a crown on her head, and they gave her the sash. And so she is Miss She Leads America for this particular group. So she was at an event for She Leads America in January, and she was coming out of the event, going away from the location. And there's a TMZ reporter and a camera person, and they want to interview her, and they ask her about this Miss Florida, Miss America situation. And she says, you know, she's not going to lie. She can't sign something that says a boy can be a girl. She's not going to lie. A boy can't be a girl, period. And so TMZ aired that, and they must have a huge audience. They have certainly a different audience than a lot of.
Yeah, they're not known to be conservative.
No, they're not a conservative. But they did a on-the-spot. She was not prepared for it. She just did the interview. She answered questions. She didn't say anything wrong. Mm-hmm. And it goes viral. Goes all over the place. And then she gets interviewed by Newsmax, and the story hits Fox News, and it goes through all the social media. So guess what? Miss America sent another demand letter to Kaylee Bush threatening to sue her again. Well, you know what?
When you're over the target, the enemy strikes.
Here's the contract. I'll read it. It's section 2.3.5.1. Sex. I'm just reading, quote, verbatim. Sex. The applicant must be female. Female means a born female or an individual who has fully completed sex reassignment surgery via vaginoplasty, parentheses, from male to female, close parentheses, with supporting medical documentation and records. There's another place in the contract toward the end that says that the surgery must remove genitalia, and that it must be irreversible, and that the doctor needs to certify that the genitalia of the boy has been removed and that the surgery now is irreversible. For a 14-year-old boy, I mean, can you imagine that? It's not only unlawful to do that in Florida, it's unethical, it's unconscionable. And Kaylee will have nothing to do with it. Kaylee would want nothing more than to go on and compete in Miss Florida and perhaps even win and go on to Miss America. She has that kind of caliber and quality, and she's a great, great individual, role model. But she can't lie, and she can't violate her Christian beliefs, and she's not going to harm children by suggesting that this is possible. It's not possible. So let's get some common sense, Miss America, and let's change the contract. How about that? Let's continue to honor women because you've done so much and done so much good for over 100 years. Let's keep the process going. Women are women and boys cannot be women. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/crown. That's lc.org/crown. Pray for Kaylee Bush and for our legal team.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.